Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings, guys. Welcome to the DDP. Having a lot of fun with this fourth chapter of Ephesians. We've broke away to try to help describe some things in the last couple of days, particularly how believers fall asleep on their righteousness. But there's one more thing I want to bring out in this that I think is important, and it's to show you how the enemy, who hasn't changed his tactics, he only functions through the law. That's how he functioned in the Garden of Eden. That's why he tempted Eve to eat from the tree. It was the only law she had, so he had to work with her on the only law that she had. He couldn't work with her on anything else. The enemy can only work with you on the law. And he loves to deceive you by lying to you about what you have versus what you don't have. And so Satan's great temptation with Eve was not, wow, look at how good that looks. No, his great temptation with Eve was to make her think that there was more to be had in God than she already had by simply declaring who she was. Stay with me on this for a moment. Eve is just like Adam, created in the likeness and image of God. She is spiritually perfect. She has everything that she'll ever need for life and holiness. And the enemy deceives her into thinking that there's more to be had if she would simply eat from the tree. She already had the knowledge that God would ever to have her have of good and evil, the way he wanted her to understand it. And yet, she goes about natural means in order to have what is already hers. She should have said to the enemy, God has withheld nothing good from me. I am already like God, and moved on. But she believed the lie that she was not like God and went to eat from the tree so that she could be like God. And what happened is, well, you know the story. She eats, Adam eats. So the basic lie was that she needed something she already had. Paul would warn the church in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. He would say that he was worried about them. He said, he uses the word fear. 2 Corinthians 11:3. I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Now, the original Greek adds, from the simplicity and the purity that is in Christ. Did you notice? Christ, what Christ has done for you is very simple. He did the work, you get the benefit. He is pure, you get his purity. But the enemy deceives us from this and preaches what Paul would call in the next verse, another Jesus. Now, what would be another Jesus but one that did not finish the work, one that did not pay the price, one that demands something out of you and acts as if it hasn't been performed at Calvary? So Paul wants to wake the believer up, wake them up to the fact of what they already have, wake them up to the fact of who they already are. One more. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul will tell the church to wake up. He's already given us the great meet the Lord in the air passage from chapter 4. And then in chapter 5, he tells them that we're going to be spared from wrath. We're all sons of the light. We're sons of the day. We're not out of night. We're not out of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. Those who get drunk are drunk at night. Let us of the day be sober, put on the breastplate of faith, hope, helmet of the hope of salvation. God didn't appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation. Listen to verse 10. He died for us that whether we're awake or whether we sleep, we should live together with him. Did you know that he uses the word right there for fall asleep? He doesn't use the word for die. It's not for those of us who live or die. It's for those of us who are awake or asleep. Asleep to what? Asleep to the only thing Paul ever said believers can fall asleep to. Asleep to their righteousness. So I'm not saying this is a heaven and hell issue. Paul said whether you're awake or you're asleep, you're going to be okay in him. But I will say, if you fall asleep on your righteousness, you're probably going to end up doing things that bring destruction into your life. Why would you want that when you're above it? Put on the new man. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.